And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome to the Bad Movie Night Podcast, covering the worst movies you've never seen. Go to our website, badmovienightpodcast.com, to watch our show and to listen to other episodes of our podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to Bad Movie Night.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. My name's Chris, and I'm going to be your host tonight as we talk about the 1991 action movie, Capital Punishment.
If action is your addiction, Gary Daniels will kick you like a bad habit. Capital Punishment. The deadliest hands of Kung Fu against the longest arm of the law.
Tonight I'm joined by Aaron. Cake-eating son of a bitch.
What's going on?
Todd?
I'm hoping my extensive ninja expertise will be of use to me for this review.
You did take that one karate class and threw up immediately after it.
Oh, don't worry. I threw up after all three of them. Thank you very much.
There you go. Okay. Scott?
Yep.
It's good to have you back. And little Henry David Carradine Jr., is that what he's called?
Hi.
All right. Well, he's about as good of an actor as the guy in this movie. So, AJ, how's it going?
It's going.
And Rebecca.
Hey there.
You're welcome, by the way. We finally watched a movie with a bunch of man meat action for the ladies.
Yeah. Thanks for this one.
He did some sweet splits. He wore those pants high.
High pants wearing fast talkers.
Was that ever a popular look? The high pants wearing thing? Like, that was something people liked?
I think you have to wear them high to do all the kicks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's Billy Blanks wore them high, too.
I could see that.
I ride dirty over here. My pants are always too low. You got to find a middle ground, and I just can't discover that middle ground.
Yes, but I have never seen you kick above waist level. I think that's the problem.
We don't hang out enough, because that's all I do around here.
No, clearly we don't.
All right. So we watched 1991's Capital Punishment. Todd, I don't know if you'll be able to do this, but what is Capital Punishment about?
Godspeed.
Good luck.
Yeah. I was actually wondering this time if I shouldn't just read the summary.
Let's hear it.
From IMDb online, because this movie's a shit show, short version. I don't know that I could give a premise, but just listen to this summary.
Okay.
I'm going to read it slow on purpose because the end gets a little rough.
Okay.
Project Kick, K-I-C-K, was a drug given to cattle to make them grow quicker. If the meat is eaten from these cattle, it has horrible side effects. James is a martial artist hired by the DEA to find to a dealer his former master who is trying to start selling the drug in an American. But little does James know, not is what seems.
Not is what seems?
That has to be a Google Translate. There's no way that's...
So
I'm so confused.
I have a couple problems with that.
I think that made more sense than the movie.
Yeah, I have a couple problems with that, though. They didn't really say much about the meat that was eaten and the side effects of the cattle and making them grow quicker. They did talk about kick. So
9 out of 10 babies are deformed.
Yeah, that, I don't know. There's a lot going on in this movie, but the best I know how to say it is there is a drug called Kick.
Yeah,
and it does make things grow faster, and then there's just a lot of roundhouse kicks.
Well, it causes deformities in babies, and it makes you feel no pain.
Okay.
It immunes you to pain.
So, I got a problem with that. I am not a grammar Nazi, but immunes is not a word in that sense. There's no verb no. form of immunes. I'm sorry.
I immune you.
Done.
Okay. Thanks, Todd. Aaron, you want to give us a little context for 1991? Can we kick Fox into your history hole?
This is going to be depressing.
It's time for the history hole. Assume the position and prepare to be filled with knowledge.
All right, so we covered 1991 way back when we watched Doll Man.
Yes.
Which was way better, infinitely better movie in retrospect.
That's saying a lot. Yes.
So as usual, I looked for some additional things to talk about from 1991. So hold on to your butts. Here we go. On April 1st, the U.S. minimum wage went from $3.80 to
$4.25. Holy shit.
Wow. Hasn't moved since then.
People's sexiest man alive for the year was Patrick Swayze.
Oh.
AJ, your buddy.
That's right.
And on the cover, he's sporting a really cool mullet.
Oh, man.
Yep. Top 10 baby names of 1991. This one's very fitting, given that Henry's on our show. We have Ashley, Jessica, Brittany, Amanda, Samantha, Michael, Chris, Topher, Matthew, Joshua, Andrew.
Chris There's and no- Topher?
Chris and Topher,
really?
Not Christopher?
No, Chris and Topher.
I should go by Topher.
No.
That's it. From now on, call me Topher.
I don't give a shit. From now on, I am calling you Topher, even if you don't like it.
Time Magazine's Man of the Year was Ted Turner.
I don't even know who that is.
It's Ted Turner.
Turner Classic Movie.
Turner
he
Media.
He owns the Braves, yeah. doesn't he?
Yeah. He owns a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, this one's fun, guys. Kentucky Fried Chicken officially changed its name to KFC. Conspiracists claim that it was because they weren't selling actual chickens, but some kind of cloned headless chicken bodies.
Oh.
So, the original name was supposedly shortened so it would no longer be false advertising. I think that was the plot of this movie, was it?
Yeah.
When's the last time you've eaten KFC?
A few months ago.
Ten years ago?
Before years or after ago. 1991?
After 1991.
I can't remember the last time I had it. Sorry, that was an odd tangent.
Once you go Bojangles, you can't go back.
Is that here? Is that just in the South?
There's one up in Redding.
Oh.
It's a bit of a drive for some... Fried chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Shitty,
if I'm ever chicken. If I'm ever in Reading, though.
Right. So, Cameron Todd Willingham. Nobody ever goes there. Why would you want to?
I don't know.
Cameron Todd Willingham was charged and executed in 2004 for allegedly setting his house on fire to murder his three children in 1991.
Jesus Christ.
That's a nice person.
Maybe all he evidence saw a spider.
Kill it with fire. All the evidence against him was debunked by experts in the fire investigations 5 years after he was executed.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa. So not only did his children die, he was,
wrongly innocent.
Executed for their, right.
Oy.
That's rough, man.
That's brutal. Comedian Red Fox, you guys remember who that is, right?
Yeah.
No.
Red Fox?
Oh, he's real old, yeah.
All right. Suffered a fatal heart attack on set of a specific show.
Sanford and Sons?
Sanford and Sons, yeah.
No one came to his aid because they all thought he was doing his classic I'm coming, Elizabeth, fake heart attack routine. Oh, that's awful. Poor guy.
So he died?
Yeah. Fatal heart
fatal
attack.
Fatal heart attack.
Okay.
He was not immune.
I'm not a doctor over here. God, cut me a little slack.
He had one of them unfatal heart attacks.
He was able to bounce back from his fatal heart attack.
He just needed a good kick in the chest. He'd been fine. A former U.S. postal worker, Joseph Harris, kills his former girlfriend and her fiance and two former co-workers at the post office in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
He went postal.
Which resulted in the phrase, going postal.
Then they made that video game.
Postal?
Then they made a movie.
Postal, great right? game. Yeah.
Wait, is that movie based on the game?
Yeah.
Okay. Poorly.
I think.
It's
Uwe.
Is it Uwe Boll?
Uwe Boll movie.
Prolific filmmaker.
He's kind of better than what we just watched.
Yeah.
That's a low bar we're setting. But.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad, right? 20 paintings were stolen from the Amsterdam Van Gogh Museum and then recovered 35 minutes later because the robbers got a flat tire.
Nice.
And, well, they're in Amsterdam, so they were riding bikes.
That's true. How did they fit 35 paintings on a bike, though?
Think of all the wind resistance. You strap them to your back? My God.
They were like 4x6s.
It's a good museum.
Slid them in their pockets.
The New York Appellate Court ruled that a person can break their real estate purchase contract if they discover that they have unwittingly bought a haunted house. How do you
prove that? So has that ever been used? That?
I don't know. I did want to do some more digging and find if anybody's actually ever used that. I kind of want to buy a house
that
and
would actually have
renege
to legitimately prove
citing
the existence
that.
Of ghosts.
Right. How's that even... Whatever, it's crazy.
Well, then it seems fair. If you can, then
if
sure,
you can,
why not?
Then
yeah.
You can. Just call Ghost Adventures, all right?
Yeah.
Douche Baggins comes over, you see some ghosts, you're
some
good to go.
Some bald-headed fuck comes over with some radio equipment, starts running around
yeah,
in your closet screaming.
Guy, right?
Why is it zooming in on my fat gut?
Ew. Yeah, we don't want to see that.
It's jiggling. It thinks it's a mouth moving.
God, so sick.
Your gut's going in for the dramatic close-up.
Oh, you gotta turn that shit off.
Gotta keep that.
This next one we can learn a lot from. In the Soviet Union, voting none of the above led to new elections with new candidates in 200 races.
Ooh, why don't we have that option?
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. We should try that. Different Strokes star Dana Plato was arrested for robbing a video store in 1991. The store clerk recognized her and told the 911 operator, "I've just been robbed by the girl who played Kimberly on Different Strokes."
That's funny.
You freaking idiot.
Yeah, if you were a celebrity at one point, you don't turn to petty crime.
No.
Right?
I guess you do.
I think you just make a sex tape or something at that point, right?
Well, that's why she was at the video store.
She was stealing some blanks.
Yeah. Isn't that what Screech did?
What?
What?
Robbed a video store?
No, did he make a sex tape or something?
I feel like that's a trick question.
Screech.
Todd,
a funny story.
Todd.
Screech actually lived across from Rose in Delaware.
Really?
Yeah, he had a little beach house down in Delaware.
I hear he's a jerk.
Near Rehoboth.
Did they date?
No, they did not date. He's a little older
now?
Than her.
All right, let's move on because I don't like talking about Screech.
Yeah, this is creepy. All right, Jason Alexander, who played George, threatened to quit Seinfeld in the third season. After the table read of The Pen, which features only Jerry and Elaine, Jason Alexander pulled Larry David aside and said, "If you write me out again, do it permanently."
Ooh.
In 9 seasons, that was the only episode he wasn't in.
What a crybaby.
Speaking of Seinfeld, our antagonist or protagonist in this movie looked a lot like Jerry Seinfeld.
It was the jeans and sneakers.
It was
right?
The jeans and sneakers. Yeah, I think you're right. The TV show Dinosaurs premieres on ABC.
I love that show.
Not the mama. The Pittsburgh Penguins are the NHL Stanley Cup champions, Scott. The beloved Dr. Seuss passed away that year as well. Some popular films to watch were Beauty and the Beast, Boys in the Hood, Prince of Tides, City Slickers, Fried Green Tomatoes, Cape Fear, and Father of the Bride. Chris, what the fuck is going on with your camera? It looks like the sorting hat from Harry Potter.
Why is it zooming in on your gut?
You got a deformed baby in there.
Is it like auto-reading your gut as your face or something?
Took some kick. I don't know. Stop looking at it, filthy freaks.
So
just control yourselves.
Oh.
Pull your pants back up.
Oh man, best film Oscar winner that year was Dances with Wolves.
There you go.
And Silence of the Lambs won 5 big Oscars for best picture, best director, best actor, best actress, and best writing.
Jeez.
Holy shit, cleaned house.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, it's up against Dances with Wolves.
Might as well been Waterworld.
Dances with Wolves is fine. Tatanka.
Sure.
Tatanka. That's all I remember from that movie.
It must have been good then.
That means buffalo in Iroquois?
You're saying
Iroquois? Sioux out there.
I don't know.
Iroquois were up in like New York.
Well, whatever. Continue. Move on.
Right. So this was an action movie And the other action movies for the year were, Terminator 2, Point Break, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Backdraft, The Rocketeer, New Jack City, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
Ooh.
Ooh. Star Trek 6, The Undiscovered Country, Hot Shots, Last Boy Scout, and Double Impact.
So, this movie came out, like, in literally when one of the best action movies of all time came out.
Double Impact?
Point Break?
Point Break's pretty good. I was referring to Terminator 2.
Oh, I thought you were going with Hot Shots.
Yeah.
All right, that wraps up 1991.
That's 1991. Great time to be alive. Spiv, you were 17, hot on the town.
Somewhere around there.
All right, cool. All right, thanks, Aaron, for the history hole. Todd, what'd you think of Capital Punishment?
I thought this was a pile of shit. I thought there were way too many fights, way too many roundhouse kicks, and I have no goddamn clue what went on.
Sure
That's about it.
So you would know not is what it seems?
I would know not is what... I can't even fake it, because it sounds more sense when I fake it than what it actually says.
Not a fan, though.
Not a fan.
You just need to immune yourself.
Yeah. Aaron, what did you think?
I got nothing.
Which is better, the movie or the cake?
I got the cake way better. I honestly have nothing. This, I wanted to like it at first. It was really campy and kind of fun, but it was just so bad. There's just, at least some of the fight scenes were half decent from a, no, not really. They weren't even that good. They didn't seem choreographed really at all for the most part. Mm-hmm. And, no, fuck this movie. It's terrible.
I think I think we should all be forced to pick one thing from the movie that we liked.
All right, we can do that then. Rebecca, what did you think?
I gotta go along with everybody else. That was just awful. It was so hard to watch and follow and try to comprehend what was going on that I just kind of tuned it out eventually. Much like camera tunes you out.
I think it sees your nipples as eyes.
AJ, what'd you think?
I didn't see all of it, but what I saw of it was really bad. And I just couldn't make any sense. Like, things were happening on the screen and people were fighting, but I couldn't connect the dots from one point to the next.
Couldn't connect the dots.
I just
If you took one of those papers with the dots that makes a picture out of it, mm-hmm. and you connected all those dots, what do you think that picture would be?
A big question mark. David Carradine's face. Yeah.
AJ, or Scott, what did you think?
Yeah, I'll go along with everyone else. I had no idea what was going on the whole time. I like fight scenes, but you need some story. You can't just go fight to fight to fight to fight. You need dialogue. Exposition.
Todd was so excited last week, too. Man.
Yeah. What a letdown.
Now, have you learned your lesson, Todd?
No, I haven't learned my lesson. I look forward to the next pile of shit, too.
Yes.
That's hardcore, man.
This was like the only serious action movie we've watched so far.
Serious?
Serious?
Well, I will say serious. Like, I take everything so serious.
I am your sissy.
Remember,
I must fart into you.
Like, Mortal Kombat and Back in Action, like, the characters were humorous. Like, Roddy Piper was funny.
Yeah,
like,
this had no humor.
The writing was so much better.
This had no humor. The only like charm the movie provides is because it's such a failure in filmmaking. Like, in every aspect. Editing is possibly one of the worst it is the worst edited movie I've ever seen.
It makes
in my
no
life.
Sense.
It makes no
There's
sense.
There's no context for anything. Yeah. A scene is going on, something happens sometimes, and then all of a sudden they're in a different place, a different time.
Different people.
There's no transition. You have no understanding of what is going on.
There was an explosion that happened at one point that literally made it daytime. The explosion.
It tilted the Earth's axis. The
explosion happened and it blew the moon out of the sky and it was fucking daytime.
That's not how nighttime works, Tom.
Yeah. You damn flat earther.
It's pretty much science, Bib. You wouldn't.
I think they thought they were clever, though, with all the intrigue and the double crossing and like the backstabbing and all this stuff. In a real movie, like Ocean's 11 or something, where they do all that kind of, there's so much stuff happening in the background and it's real clever and it, when it's pulled off correctly. But this, it just made you so confused.
Yeah, like, I don't even know what half of the backstabbing was.
Or, yeah, meant. I didn't know who any of the characters were. David Carradine is in this movie.
Oh, he's electric in it.
It's saying something. He's the best actor in the movie.
He's so convincing in that role.
What is his job?
He's the telemarketer.
Police chief.
He's chief of police.
All he does is answer the phone and talk on it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's your own management.
He gets paid
that's
to sit in a room, and that's what he does.
For one time, Chris cannot say that he is not the best actor in the movie. He's the best actor in the movie, Chris.
He's the smartest actor in this movie, probably, making bank on this garbage.
Well, he's literally in the movie for maybe a total of 5 minutes. And it was spread throughout the hour and a half long movie. They would cut to him for like 20-second chunks where he'd say something on the phone.
Yeah, he recorded his time in like 15 minutes.
He was
minutes.
Driving a truck.
Yeah. What I wanted him to be doing was like always preparing something that you weren't quite sure. And then at the end, it was like a noose he was hanging in a closet.
Oh, God.
Too soon.
It's been like 20 years.
So he's like crocheting throughout the movie. And then all of a sudden,
like, what's
the
he doing?
Macrame.
Macrame. Wow. Yeah.
So this is like a legit one of those kickboxing movies, though. Like, the action movies we've watched so far don't really have any of those kind of like kickboxing arena scenarios like a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie has, like a Bloodsport. This one does have that stuff.
It tried to have that.
What do you mean?
Set the scene.
The opening scene?
The opening scene.
They're in a Chinese food restaurant. There's an old lady there watching. I don't know what's going on. And there's some dudes in some shorty shorts kickboxing. And
we know they're kickboxing because that's what their shorts say.
Yes. Along the penile region, it says kickboxing.
I'm still not convinced. I'm pretty sure it's a dickboxing, to be honest.
That could have been. But did you, in that scene, he like grabs the one guy's ponytail. Which to me seems like that would be highly illegal in kickboxing.
I don't think in the Chinese food kickboxing world there are many rules.
They call that the General So, Chris. It's the Kung
Pao. Spicy.
Kung Pao.
Yeah. Am I allowed to laugh at that? I don't know.
Why not? It's not a racial thing. It's just a...
Yeah, no, I don't know. So it opens with some kickboxing. There's some kickboxing scenes throughout the movie. There's another whole like 15-minute scene where they're fighting in an arena for whatever reason.
What does this guy do for a living? In the setup for that scene, there's basically saying that the other guy's going to throw the fight in the fifth round.
Right.
But what leads him to this kickboxing in an empty arena for money thing? Like, how does your life go that that's what you do for a living?
Well, I think the DEA approached him to go like undercover, right?
I thought they forced him to go.
Or did they force him?
They did,
because he was into some shady stuff.
But they were.
They did, but then the ninja guys show up and shoot the cops.
True.
Or the DEA agents.
That's
and then they tranquilize
were,
this guy.
They were bad guys like Carradine's team.
Yeah. But then he wakes up in his house and he's like, he doesn't even remember that happening.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, after he was getting arrested for murdering that guy in the arena fight.
My favorite is
before
after
all that.
No, that was
though.
Before that.
Oh, we got to stay. God.
Doesn't matter.
Scott,
no one
Scott's
knows.
Right here. We need to start at the beginning.
No,
no,
we don't.
Not.
No,
we are
not.
Let me
bring the movie up and we'll go scene by scene.
That is the setup. No, but that's the setup for the movie right there.
Is it? No, it's not. They're fighting in a Chinese food restaurant. He wins. It pans to like a really old lady and her old husband sitting there. And then all of a sudden, he is arrested and he's brought into a police station where they're talking
right.
about the drug.
The DEA.
Yeah,
yeah they're a secret part of the CIA or something, or DEA. Yeah.
And then they get murdered.
They get murdered, and then he is all of a sudden at home in bed.
Right, and then he continues working for the DEA?
I don't know. He's was sleeping. That his bed? He gets a gun out and some lady's in his house.
Yeah, see, that's the whole thing. Maybe it wasn't even his house.
Why does this weather woman follow him around all the time? I'm so confused by this character.
No, she's a DEA cop, isn't she?
Too, isn't she?
Is she?
I thought she was a cop.
For the love of Christ. Who knows? This movie is so hard to follow.
But he has a wife that we sometimes see in flashbacks. Yeah, okay.
Is that his wife?
Fine, let's talk about his wife.
Because they have kids, I think, right?
No.
Stop.
She had five kids, AJ.
They were mutants.
I thought they were pregnant.
No, she said she had five kids. Jesus. They were mutants.
We have gone off the goddamn rails.
Well, it just shows you how confusing this movie is.
How many factions? No,
everyone here has a different explanation for everything. That's the problem.
How many factions are there in this movie?
No sense.
Are we including?
All right.
We're including all the deals that the head honcho is trying to make for the drugs?
No.
Because there's like eight of those that he kills off.
No, there's. No,
I don't even mean individual people. I just mean like there's.
You have the good
guy. Clearly
the kickboxer.
Yeah, there's
and his
clearly
girl.
Fake Jean-Claude Van Damme. Then
yes,
how many
and the girl with him?
How many DEA factions are there? Is it just the DEA, or is there like the DEA and the crooked DEA?
Yeah,
see that's the confused. That's one of the confusing aspects. We don't really know. We don't really know. Maybe they're not even cops at all. But we just don't know.
And then there's clearly the bad guys, all the ninjas that hang out with his former master. Because his former master has like a whole contingent of ninjas that go around with him.
Yeah, of course.
That's like the same six guys over and over. But
this might be the most confusing movie we've ever seen.
This is literally, and it is.
I mean, that says a lot.
Because
we've seen some pretty really confusing garbage.
Okay, Chris, everybody, what we got? You have to pick one thing you liked about this confusing pile. Chris, go first. Give me one thing out of this entire movie that you liked.
I like that scene where he's laying there with a melon on his genital area and the guy cuts it.
With a katana.
And it was filmed in a very sexual way. And I enjoyed that scene.
It was really weird that they were sharing the melon after that, wasn't it? It was like
they fed each other.
I got a huge erection during that scene.
I wrote down man melon erection.
Nice.
How was he balancing that on his lap, Chris?
And he cut straight a hole, up like in. You do with the popcorn.
AJ, how about you? What was your favorite part?
I think I have two scenes. One, I didn't really catch all of it, so maybe you guys can fill me in. But what was going on with the ice room scene?
That was amazing.
Did that guy get smashed by a couple of ice
by a wall
blocks
of
and
ice?
Killed him?
Yeah.
But they were so small. They were
ice
like
dominoes.
2 feet tall.
Ice is heavy.
There's so much context that needs to explain that scene, AJ. I just don't even know if anyone could handle it.
All right. I had that one.
They go to an ice factory, okay? And there's just ice bricks, and there's the refrigeration system's running in the background. So you can't hear any goddamn thing anyone's saying in the audio. And then he just starts pushing them over for some stupid-ass reason, and it breaks a little bit, and he pushes the guy's face on it. It was kind of cool. I'll give you that. It made no sense.
Okay. And then...
But then the one that AJ's talking about is the one... With the long blonde hair that he pushes the domino of ice down and it smushes him against, because it doesn't kill him right away. He's able to have a conversation with him and then smash him with the ice.
What's he saying? Who cares?
He was trying to plot. It
trying
didn't
to
work.
Trying to figure this out, man.
Dude, on the IMDb trivia, it says that according to Gary Daniels, who's the main actor, the director David Huey was contractually obligated to limit the amount of dialogue to a total of 15 minutes.
What? Wow, that is like a film challenge thing you do camp or something. That's crazy.
Yeah, but there was like, a lot of extraneous dialogue.
So you think that's the David Carradine contracts thing?
All the dialogue is through kick and punches sounds. If you align all the sounds up, it
ripped straight from like Mortal Kombat on the Genesis.
You have 15 minutes of dialogue to convey the point of the movie.
And that's why no one understands it.
But you could do that, technically.
Yeah,
you could pull that off.
Yeah, if you made it way simpler.
You just say it as it is.
This is what happens. He's in a kickboxing thing. He gets screwed over. They kill his wife or something. He's supposed to take a fall. He doesn't. They kill his wife. He goes and kills them.
Revenge. Done. Revenge.
I mean, 15 minutes. Oh, my wife.
But there's lots of other nonsensical things too. Like we have the break-in scene, and then he drives off on a motorcycle and leaves the weather lady alone to defend herself, and then she blows up his fucking house. What?
No.
Well, again.
The car he's chasing just goes off the side of a cliff for
and
some
explodes.
Reason. Explodes.
And then he's like, you know what? This is a great place to take a nap here on this leather couch in the alley.
He takes a nap on some trash piles, which makes him immediately think of his dirty wife.
Oh, this brown leather is just like her face.
Then the first guy was like, yeah, he goes into like a trance or something.
Yeah, they can't even wake him up.
I think that's called a sex dream, AJ.
So
is that what it is?
Is this a side effect of the drug that he's taking by eating meat or whatever? How is this drug being distributed to him?
All right, well, let's talk about his wife because we brought it up.
All right. Let's talk about the two women.
AJ, you described her as a lot lizard. Is that what we're to understand?
Oh, yes. Yeah. She was kind of like a vintage porn actress that you just don't want to see.
Used up porn star.
Yeah. Like she works in Atlantic City, basically, as a dancer. Because it was kind of a little jerseyness going on in there.
She sat out in the sun way too long.
Well, the importance of her character is that she is supposedly pregnant with his kid.
Oh, poor guy.
She's been pregnant 5 times in 2 years, Chris.
And that's what we come to learn at the end of the movie, is she's actually double-crossing him and has been injecting him with the serum somehow. We never see that, but she says that in some dialogue. And that she had 5 kids that all came out mutated.
Yeah.
And she's not actually pregnant anymore.
That's badass.
And,
wouldn't it be great if he had to fight off his mutant children at the end?
Oh, man.
And talk about it.
That would have been, just a that whole certainly army. Would have been something.
Get rid of all the dialogue and just do that, and this would have been like such an immediate win.
That's a so great point, though. These. Todd, why hasn't anybody ever tried to create a kung fu movie that's told purely through the action scenes? No dialogue.
I'm down.
I'm sure
it's possible, because, have you ever watched the old kung fu movies from like the 60s and 70s without the overdubbing? Like you have no idea what the dialogue is at all, but you can still kind of figure out the story.
It, yeah.
It's like a ninja opera.
I'm thinking of early Jackie Chan movies like Rumble in the Bronx. They obviously have dialogue, but it's very limited and it's like super entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't doubt this Gary Daniels guy like can actually do some real kickboxing.
Oh, he had some
he's skilled and everything, but it's just like, the way that this is shown in this movie is completely horrible, uninteresting.
I don't think they had a fight choreographer. I think they just made it up as they went.
Nah, there was wrestling. That's what they were doing.
Wrestling.
Like, it would, like, slow. It would be like Gary Daniels, who's, like, 160-pound, like, pure muscle man versus, like, 250-pound dad bod guy.
Whoa,
and the guy was, like, lost. He's like, uh-oh, what do I do? And Gary Daniels, like, run him through the moves as they film. So it's all slow and...
There are definitely a couple times where they just like got in situations and they both decided to just leave each other go and start over again.
Just
like the final scene where he's fighting his master. He's like, whoopsh, psh, psh, psh. Oh, okay, let's just stop. Okay, go again.
No. That was a narrative thing.
Yeah, he kept saying, go away.
Yeah, go away.
No,
he's trying to
before
let us...
that. I'll run it back for you sometime. It was before that.
Cannot wait for you to
was
run that back.
Was that before or after the grenade tossing?
No. We are all over. We got to get back on to where track we were.
I have said
one good thing about the movie. AJ has said one good thing about the movie. Aaron, what is one good thing about this movie?
I like the end scene where the one drug dealer lights his check on fire because he was going to pay for his drugs with a check. Like, I mean, what?
That's
There's no case
one.
With money in it. There's nothing like that. There's
that's
a safe that has a 23 number combination.
Hey, okay. You put in the little memo thing on the check. It's for drugs.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Yeah,
that to me.
No, you say you say good. Totally not drugs.
Wink face.
The bank doesn't investigate that.
All right,
I worked at a bank. I know these things.
That is a good one, Aaron. Scott, what do you got? Come on, what do you like? What was good?
My favorite part was when the building exploded and it turned into daytime.
That was good.
It was a pretty sweet explosion.
It was a very good explosion.
Totally
very
ripped
good.
From another movie, but yeah.
Well, it was footage from another movie, literally.
Yeah, file footage, yeah.
Rebecca?
It was awesome.
Rebecca, what'd you like?
I thought it had some pretty good lines here and there. Like at one point when they're getting ready for the the fight in the arena. He's like nervous about, you know, is everything going to be okay? And the trainer tells him that security is as tight as a virgin.
I didn't hear that, but that's good.
I liked his hands are faster than your guns. That's pretty good. Yeah, you lie, good. You die.
Keep the change.
Oh, the gun. Oh, yeah, there was that part where
you stole mine. You stole mine. That was my favorite.
Go for it. Which one?
The one when they were
keep the change.
Yeah, when they were
fighting with the payphone.
When they were somehow there was just a random payphone inside the place where this company keeps their files, and he uses a screwdriver to take all the change out of the payphone so that after his fight he can beat the guy with a sock full of nickels and then he can be like, keep the change. That was my favorite part.
Was that his sock, or did he find that?
I don't know where he found the sock. That was the one mystery.
That was the one flaw.
This movie only had one flaw, and it was, where did that sock come from?
Okay, well, we all enjoyed something about this movie, so that's good. What I want to know, though, there's a scene where a guy is sitting at a computer eating like a candy bar or something, and all of a sudden it shows us what's on this computer screen. And it's some sort of 3D fetus. Completely out of nowhere. What was going on there? What was that?
3D ultrasound before its time.
I missed that part.
It was plot.
And he said it had too many hinges in its joints or something?
Yeah.
Is that the mutated baby?
Yeah, I guess that was his child.
But it wasn't.
Oh, yeah, because...
But then they said enhance.
And it...
Made in Hong Kong.
Exactly.
It probably was meant to be in like an earlier version of the film.
Yeah, they did one of these things again. Enhance. Enhance.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Using some of that unsharp mask.
But it really did seem like it was going to be, like, his wife was there, they were doing the ultrasound. But, I mean, because otherwise, where would it have come from? But it turned out to be their method of shipping the drug.
Hmm.
But yeah. It wasn't then, because it was just a ruse, and it was actually at the ice warehouse.
That line completely sums up the movie. He calls that girl on the phone, and he's like, something with an ice factory, a shipyard, and then she's like, stay put, and I'll work out the evidence. And he's like, no, I gotta go do something. And like that's like literally what they said.
You should put that on the synopsis of MDB.
Yeah, well, I mean, that perfectly sums up the movie. Like, no information. It makes no sense. She's like, wait, maybe we'll rewrite this. And he's like, no, fuck it. We're going with it.
I feel like they had access to some sort of sound stage that just had random stuff on it. Because they're in an ice factory. They're at a carnival. They're in the arena. There's so many weird plot places, weird settings.
Carnival?
Yeah, they went in that carnival house.
He was in that fun house
for like a little bit.
When was that?
Well, that's where the dolls were getting shipped with the drugs in them. But then yeah, they weren't.
But honestly, I think they reused that. I think they had like a warehouse which turned into an arena because everything was black, like the background. And so they made a fun house out of it. They made a ice factory out of it.
The lighting in every scene was so terrible.
It was terrible.
It was so dark, you couldn't see what it was.
You know what you could see, though? You could see perfectly was him in those mom jeans. What'd you guys think? What'd you think of Gary Daniels in general?
Was he Australian?
Solid fighter. I heard some Australians up in jail.
Yeah. I don't know if he is.
It's hard to say. I mean, we don't even know that it was his real voice because there's so much dubbing in this movie.
He's not Australian. He's from the UK.
So that was a British accent.
He is from London.
What?
Little town they like to call London.
They must have overdubbed him.
Yeah, that doesn't sound...
They overdubbed a lot of people in this movie.
Yeah.
Near the beginning of the movie, when they did some of that overdubbing, it was so bad. But again, for me, that was kind of charming. It's just the movie wore out its welcome so quickly. Like, for the first 15, 20 minutes, we were kind of into it. And then it was just like, just stop fucking kicking everybody and start using your goddamn words. No, got to kick everybody.
Multiple times.
I do feel like in a kickboxing movie, the actual impacts need to have some sensation, like some feeling to them. These just sounded like no contact at all, and then like somebody took a 2x4 and whacked a wall or something. Like, it just felt so disjointed. It took away a lot of that impact.
I mean, that's the sloppy choreography too.
Yeah.
Like, you can put a hitting sound in, but if it doesn't look good either, it's not gonna...
Let's do this.
I'm not gonna work out.
I'm gonna punch you in the face like 10 times and we're gonna record all the sounds.
Okay.
It's just David Carradine after no, that's hours.
It. I just want to punch. Just gonna punch you in the face a couple times.
they got all the sounds for this. David Carradine after hours just started slapping raw meat with a hose. They recorded all of it
while he was in the closet.
Was the raw meat injected with Project Kick?
Oh my god! Gary Daniels claims that approximately 42 different fight scenes were filmed for
this
movie.
Lord.
Holy shit!
I think we saw all of them.
It was so exhausting too. Like, just kept roundhouse kicking and rolling and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, they
like... I feel like I worked out watching this.
They
well, there was nothing really memorable about any of the fights.
It was all
it was
the
just
same
punches
thing.
And kicks and throws, and there was no Billy Blank's mousetrap setups.
There was a little bit of a trap.
Oh,
setup,
that's
remember?
Not a trap.
Oh, here
yeah,
we
then,
go.
Then he was supposed to jump on him, and he just kicks him. Yeah. Like, what? You don't climb up a wall and then kick somebody.
The ending scene was pretty good, though.
Yeah, when they blew up that bridge in the jungle when they were nowhere close to the jungle.
David Carradine is driving in a big rig down a highway. Gary Daniels pulls off, which looks like some random side street, nowhere near a highway. But he is able to throw two grenades at the highway, which causes the entire... railroad system in some random jungle to explode.
That's beautiful.
But it does kill David Carradine, and the movie ends, and we all were very thankful.
Oh, and they pushed the cop out of the helicopter. And they yeah. really did, too.
And he's actually dead.
That was total, like, skydiver footage.
Would you guys want to see more Gary Daniels movies? Was he the problem with this movie? Because I think he could work out in
yeah,
other
I
stuff.
Yeah, I don't think
I think
he
he'd
was
be
a
okay.
Problem.
He'd need better
yeah.
writing.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to know, because, like...
Yeah.
This movie was so problematic because of the production.
So I don't know about his acting skills.
Yeah, I don't know if he could be the lead.
So we'd be down with the GD, if you know what I'm saying?
And pair him with Roddy Piper?
Yeah, I would do a Roddy Piper-Gary Daniels duo.
In your fucking fantasies. I don't think he would do a Roddy Piper did any movies with him.
Pair him with Chuck Norris.
Oh, no.
I mean, he is in that Fist of the North Star movie. Did you guys ever see that?
I saw that today online. That looks good.
I've seen it before. I'll watch it. Malcolm McDowell's in that. It's based on that manga, I think. Or anime. I don't know.
Manga?
What? Did I say it wrong?
No, manga.
That doesn't
right.
matter.
Japanese comic books.
Okay. All right. Should we talk about the music? Let's talk about the music a little bit, because it was pretty important to the movie. There was a lot of slide fretless bass. It was like wah, 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 wah. It was like almost another character in the movie, and it actually might have been my favorite character in the movie. Honestly,
there was all this cool synth drums too. I thought it was gonna bust into some like really old Nine Inch Nails or something. It's pretty cool.
It just got repetitive.
Yeah.
I like the after school special music in their little love scene.
Oh, that was bad.
Yeah, I didn't really like it.
There's so much love hair.
That love scene was really bad. Like, what was the point in putting that love scene in the movie? Because one, it served no purpose to the plot of the movie at all.
It was to show that he had a connection to his wife, because she wasn't in the movie until the very end anyways.
Do you think that maybe the fact that he impregnated her wasn't a connection? No, right. Like, they put that in for a reason. Like, I thought it was to be sexy.
Can you get
boobs?
Sexy. Like, can you get pregnant from rubbing your hair on people?
Yes, apparently you can.
Yes.
Oh, I'm staying away from Scott.
It was like if you took genitals out of it, that they basically used their hair as genitals in the sex scene.
You learn something new every podcast, Chris.
What would that be called? Not like dry humping. It's like hair grinding. Is that what we would call that?
What?
Is that
what
hair? Scott, you got long hair.
I do.
You work on that, man.
try this and let us know how it goes, okay? Hair grinding action.
We already got Henry here, I think. It's proof
enough.
That's
true. Well, you wanted a second kid. All right, that's going to do it. let's play a game.
Welcome to the Bad Movie Night game, where there are no winners or losers, only stupid answers. Here's your host, Rebecca.
So this game is based off of the IMDb.
Oh my God.
Yes, so it's about mad cow disease.
Awesome.
Even though there was nothing about cows or anything in
spongy
this movie.
Form encephalitis.
All right, so is mad cow disease bovine spongiform say it for me, Aaron.
Encephalitis?
Oh, no.
Or encephalopathy.
Well, it's an encephalopathy.
Encephalopathy.
There we go.
Encephalopathy. Ooh, the death of the murder.
Transmittable to humans. A, yes, or B, no?
I think yes, right? Otherwise, why would they have banned cow? Yeah, I'm going yes.
It's cruel to the cows for that to spread.
They're meat factories.
You're a meat factory.
You know it.
I'll be right back. I just got this really good idea for a domain name.
It's taken.
Go ahead.
It's already taken.
I'm going to say no.
Yes, they are prions, which are a type of protein.
That's what I was thinking too.
Looking that up?
No.
I know somebody who drives a prion. They're very fuel efficient.
Are you making a Prius joke?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, boy. Okay.
No, it is not transmittable. The variant of it, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, variant CJD, is. So it, like, mutates, and then that passes to humans. Question two. If you show signs of VCJD, how long will it take to kill you? A, 6 weeks, B, 13 months, or C, 4 years?
One roundhouse kick.
Oh, I was going to say it was shorter, but yeah, so 6 weeks.
I'm going to say 4 years. Slow and deadly.
I'm going with 4 years as well.
Tough and deadly.
Hmm. I want to say 6 weeks.
Let's say 6 weeks as well.
13 months. And apparently it is an awful 13 months as everything just stops working. Number three, eating what will give you the disease? A, muscle, B, brains, or C, milk?
B, brains.
I'm going to say muscles.
Yeah, I don't think you normally eat brains, although it affects the brain. I'll go muscle as well.
Brain.
Muscle.
It is B, brains. So yes, it's brains. Not in the muscle, so you're safe to eat. Like,
so how the frick are people getting... How did people get it then? I don't understand.
How the F are people getting so freaked out about it?
Right, and then it mutates once it's in your system?
Right.
The cows got it because they fed the cows.
Right. I get that.
Including the
brain. But how do humans get it then? How is it transmitted to humans?
Only when it
you've seen
goes
the,
to that
Temple
variant.
Of Doom, right?
Yeah. Their wives secretly feed it to them while telling them they're pregnant.
5 times in 2 years.
How long can you carry the disease without knowing it? A, up to 15 years. B, up to 3 years, or C, up to 30 years?
3 years.
I'll say 3 years, too.
30 years.
Thanks, you. 15 years.
30 years.
It is 15 years. So you can have it for all that time, and it's not doing anything, and then it shows up, and 13 months later, you're dead.
That's where the whole question about how long will it take to kill you was confusing, but now I get it. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, once it shows up, it'll be 13 months, but it could show up 15 years after you actually get it.
So any of us could be carrying affected it. Right, yeah. Now. Carrying, yep. It.
Could be inside you. Number 5. In what year was mad cow disease discovered? A, 1974, B, 1986, or C, 1992?
I'll say 86.
I'm going to say 74.
74.
86.
86.
It was 86. They think there might have been cows in the 70s that had it. Once they actually discovered it, they think.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it wasn't definitely discovered until 86. Number 6. How are people most likely to get VCJD? A, through ingesting meat. B, surgical contamination. Or C, genetics.
Eating meat. It's the obvious answer.
Yeah, I mean, eating meat, right?
Seems like the obvious answer, but I'm guessing it's surgical contamination.
Genetics.
Yeah, surgical contamination.
It is genetics. Yeah.
When you're born from a cow. Who has it?
So you're like predisposed to it somehow?
Yeah. I don't know if it's like someone is carrying it and passes it on. But most cases are passed down through genetics. The second most amount come from surgical contamination, and then it's through eating meat.
Maybe she's born with it.
They're like operating while there's like a Whopper sitting there, and it accidentally a little bit of the Whopper falls into your brain or whatever, and then you get it.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, solved it. tell you, get that. Man, yeah.
Number 7. What temperature do you need to cook protein to in order to get rid of the mad cow disease? A, 265 degrees. B, 1800 degrees. Or what? C, 840 degrees.
What?
Those are all too high.
Oh my God. Yeah, what?
It's not a virus. That. You have to completely destroy the proteins.
I don't like this game.
I'll go big. What was the big one? 1800? Yep.
I'll just say B. I don't know.
The 800 some degrees.
1300 or whatever it was.
1800?
Yep.
I'm going with the 200 one.
1800 degrees. So you can't cook it out of meat. It's there. Even if it's charred and...
Even if you cooked it to 200 degrees, that's pretty dried out.
Last question. How many cases of mad cow in humans have there been in the U.S. since 1996? A, 27, B, 462, or C, 4?
I'll go C, 4.
Yeah, I would think it's low, 4.
I would think so, too, but I'll go 27.
4.
I'm going to go whatever A was.
Correct answer is 4. So,
makes sense.
Eat as much meat as you want.
Oh, yeah, I do. Feast on that meat.
Winner is Chris.
Yep.
Good job.
Thank you.
So, you can have a Big Mac.
Congratulations. You have Mad Cow.
But you won't know it for 15 years.
Yeah, but if you're just like eating that many Big Macs, you just die from like heart disease before that. Yeah.
Is this part of a sequel to The Ring or something? Like you get a phone call and it's like 15 years.
That's just what they say to
you. I would
you
just totally forget
that Big Mac.
I'd be like, what? 5 years from then, I'd be like, I don't fucking know when I'm going to die. It's just, whatever. I would never remember.
You pick up the phone. There's just cows mooing.
What?
What
are
angry.
The cows so mad about? I mean.
Because
people are eating.
What can a cow be mad about? Anyways, thank you, Rebecca. That was a disgusting game.
Yeah, made about as much sense as this movie.
All right, let's do it here. Aaron, would you recommend?
No. Okay. No.
Todd?
No.
Scotty? Too hottie?
Nope.
AJ?
Well, no.
Rebecca?
Absolutely not.
Dear God, no. I feel dead inside after watching this movie. Like, literally, just all the joy in my life was sucked out with this movie.
Well, more dead inside. You're already pretty...
I would like mad cow disease after watching this.
All right, next week, we're going to watch the 1990 horror sci-fi movie Metamorphosis, The Alien Factor. So let's go check out the trailer.
That creature is still Michael Foster.
There is no way out.
This situation is out of control.
That has already been taken care of.
All right, what'd you guys think of that trailer?
I think this one might be a rough ticket.
It looks pretty bad.
It looked like... Did we all watch the same trailer?
It looked like The Thing.
Yeah, some of the creature effects looked kind of cool.
It did, but then I saw that they put kids in it, and I was like, oh, I don't want to watch this.
What?
What kids?
The teenagers?
I gotta go find Dad. Where's Dad?
That was not a kid.
It's gonna eat me. Ah!
That's not a kid.
It's still my dad.
He's like 8.
I thought those girls were like 30.
Yeah, so. They were like.
Well, his sister was.
She's I don't know. I thought that looked pretty good. I don't know what the hell's wrong with you guys. Like,
this, I think it's going to be a lot of
bad. Man, have you been picking all these movies? Because I'm starting to think that maybe we got to change the way this
change
works.
Change the picker.
Yeah. Because the last couple were pretty doozies.
What are you talking about? You weren't here for the last couple.
Terrible.
Someone had to go get chicken wings.
Last couple we all recommended.
Yeah, Roots was good. Roots. That was a winner.
Creepers, Crawlers was bad. Crawlers, but the other ones were good. I don't remember what the other ones were at this point.
This one looks like it's going to be a lot of talking and then like a gunfight in the end.
And it's all one scene. All shot in the lab.
I think this
is going to be bad.
It's going to be bad, bad, bad. Yeah, that's because it's a trailer.
It showed us the end, too, where they have some big blue laser
where
thing.
They sent it through the Stargate. That was pretty sweet.
Stargate.
Kurt Russell's going to blow it up with the nuke.
Rebecca, what did you think?
It reminded me a lot of Carnosaur.
Which is a good thing, in my opinion.
Just terrible.
So, We'll see.
I don't think it looks like a bad premise. I just think from the trailer, it looks like terrible execution.
I don't know. That one looked a lot more fun, I thought, than, for instance, what we watched today.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We'll give it a shot, right?
I don't know. Sounds like nobody's... It sounds like you're certainly not giving it a shot. Already writing it off. Wrote them all off.
I'd rather write it off and be impressed than be impressed by the trailer.
Let's set
the
bar.
We're setting a low bar.
It's like another Wild
Metal
Beast. Bone
tonight when I watch a pile
of
shit.
What?
It's like Metal Beast. It looks so cool, and then you watch it, and there's like nothing going on.
Yeah, maybe. But if they bother to build that whole practical thing-like creature, you think they got to use it a lot, right?
You would think.
Yeah, but in the trailer, they were just showing you little bits and pieces.
The problem with Metal
it.
Beast is they ordered that werewolf costume, but they didn't get it to like the final 2 days of production.
Oh, crap!
This is gonna be like that movie we saw with the cat person.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Oh no!
You just saw a foot.
Oh yeah.
And then you saw a hand.
What was that called? Something about
Mutator.
Mutator.
Yeah, this is gonna be
I don't
like
know.
That.
This movie has a cool ass name though. Metamorphosis, the Alien Factor. It's got a semicolon in there.
Need that semicolon.
Isn't it just a colon?
I'll give you a colon.
All I see is a hyphen, so I don't know what you're talking
about. Well, I don't have a grammar degree. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but did you guys see the cover case
for
this?
Yeah, but you got an associate's degree in graphic design.
I mean, you're practically a doctor, Chris.
Did you see the packaging for this thing, though? It says 3D electronic video packaging, LED lights and sound effects. This freaking VHS came with LED lights and sound effects.
That's how you get people to buy it at Circuit City back in the day.
So excited, guys. It's going to be amazing. That's the clap of joy. All right, let's end it. Send us tune in next week where we watch where we talk about how terrible Metamorphosis the Alien Factor was. If you like what you heard, go to thebadmovienightpodcast.com. Check out older episodes of our show and in our video show. Just dropped an episode on Shotgun. Jesus, couldn't think of it. Shotgun.
Shotgun Jones.
It's a great theme song.
Shotgun.
All right, we'll see you next week. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. If you have any questions or recommendations, send us an email at info@badmovienightpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. You must be crazy. Man, I've seen some bad films. Man, I've seen some bad films. When I say bad, I didn't watch them all the way through. If I had, I'd be crazy by now.